Zog the Mishnah Vaitim, Masech, this Makis, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Yod. Mishnah Nigmar Dinar, this person went through the whole process and Bezin decided that he's Chayiv Misa. But it took place in a court outside of Eretz Yisrael. Uvarach, and he ran away, but he was caught. Ibalifnei Oisei Bezin, and he was brought back in front of the same Bezdin, but that Bezin has now moved to Eretz Yisrael. Zog the Mishnah, Ein Soisrim Ezdinai. We don't undo the din. We don't say, well, let's think over the whole thing. Maybe they can find a new reason to say he's not Chayiv Misa. No, they say whatever possibility there could have been to pater him, Bezin already deliberated and decided that it's not going to work here. In other words, they don't reopen the case. However, if this person that Bezin decided that he's Chayiv Misa was brought to a different Bezin in Eretz Yisrael, they do say, let's start all over again. Because, says the Gemara, being in Eretz Yisrael brings schusim to a person. And this schus may cause the Bezin to find a way to say that he's not chayiv. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Komokam sheyamdu shnayim v'yayimru. Whenever you have this case, Bezin decided someone is chayiv misa, he ran away, he's caught, and he's brought to a court outside of Eretz Yisrael. And two Edom stand up and they say, Me Edom anu we testify be'ish ploini about so-and-so, shenigmar dinoi be'bez dinoi shal ploini, that he was sentenced to Misa in this and this Bezdin. So-and-so are the Dayanim over there, the main Dayan, and the Bezdin of so-and-so, they name who the head of that Bezdin is. U'ploini u'ploini Edom, and so-and-so were the Edom. Hareza Yehorek. This person is killed right away based on the psak of the other Bezin. The second Bezin doesn't have to rejudge the case. Now, this halacha, that a person can get Misa only because two Edom say that he was sentenced to death by a different Bezin, this has only been a geya eretzeach, someone who was sentenced to death because he murdered someone. But let's say this person was sentenced to death because he was Mechal Shabbos and he was warned and he did it anyway. He cannot get Misa unless the two Edom who saw him do the Aveda testify against him again. Weiter. Zok the Mishnah Sanhedrin Noheges Ba'aretz Ubechutz La'aretz. Sanhedrin carries out their duties both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Batanur explains as follows. The Sanhedrin that received Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, has reshus to paskin, dine knosais, penalties, and dine nefashais, whether they are in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz, as long as there is a bezdin hagadol that is functioning in the lishkas hagazis. Now, as we have already mentioned several times, don't think this was a very common occurrence for someone to get misa. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Sanhedrin ha'ireges, echad b'shvuah, Sanhedrin that kills someone once in 7 years. In other words, even though it was so rare, once in 7 years, still, nekreis choivlonis. They're called a destroying bezdin. They should have been careful, gone through the case again and again until they find a reason that he should not be chayiv misa. Now, if they have no choice, if they can't find the schus, they have to give him misa. But we expect them to find the schus. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, echod l'shivim shana, once in 70 years. In other words, it should be extremely rare that Bezin couldn't find a reason not to give the person Misa. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, Aimrim, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva say, Ili hayinu b'Sanhedrin, if we were part of the Sanhedrin, when they were judging Dina Nefashis, lo neherag adami olam, no one would have ever been killed. We would have asked the Edim the kinds of questions that they won't be able to answer. You saw so-and-so kill someone? Was this a person who was healthy or a person who would have died anyway? You say he's healthy, how do you know? Maybe it's impossible to check. Maybe he was sick in the place where the sword penetrated into him. And so on and so on. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says, Afhein, they too, mar bin shoif chidamim b'Yisrael. If murderers would never be put to death, then people won't be afraid to kill. So though we don't try to carry out a chi of Misa too often, but when necessary, it is done. So by saying it could never be done, and nobody would ever get Misa, what you're really doing is those that say that, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, are marbin shayv chaydamin b'Yisra. They're causing more murders to be committed. Okay, we learned in our Mishnah. If somebody was sentenced to Misa in a bezin outside of Eretz Yisrael, and he ran away before they had a chance to give him Misa. So he ran away before they gave him Misa, and he was caught, and he was brought back before that same bezin, but now they're in Eretz Yisrael. The original psak came when they were not in Eretz Yisrael, now they're in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have to redo the whole din Torah. They're the ones who couldn't find a reason to patter him the first time. We don't assume they're going to find a reason to patter him the second time. However, if the same person that the Bezdin in Chutz La'aretz Tzadis Chayiv Misa ran off to Eretz Yisrael and now he's brought to a different Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, they have to reopen the whole case again. Because being in Eretz Yisrael brings a Chutz to a person, and that Chutz may cause the new Shoftim to figure out why he should not be Chayiv Misa. Then the Mishnah told us, let's say you have someone, Bezin decided he's Chayiv Misa, they paskin he's Chayiv Misa. He ran away, he was recaptured and brought to a Bezin outside of Eretz Yisrael. And two Edom stand up and they say, we know for a fact, we say Edus, we saw it, he was already sentenced to Misa in this and this Bezin, and so-and-so's Bezin, they named the head Bezdin, so-and-so were the Edom, so this person is killed. Based on the decision of the other court. We said that this is only for Eretzeach, not for any of the other Chiyuvimis. Then the Mishnah told us that the Sanhedrin is noheges ba'aretz ubechutz la'aretz. We explained from the Batanura, it's Dafke Bezin that received smicha in Eretz Yisrael. They have reshus to paskin, dine knoses, and dine nefashes, whether in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael, as long as there is a functioning Bezin hagadol in the Lishkas Hagazis, in the Beis HaMikdash. That's learned from the pasuk Levilti Shmaya LeKoyen Oyel HaShoyfet. The Zman Sheyesh Koyen Makriv El Gabi Emes Beyach. Then there's a Shoyfet who passes Dina Nefashas. There's no Koyen, there's no Shoyfet. Then the Mishnah told us that a Sanhedrin that killed someone once every 7 years was called a Bezdin Choyvlonis. They should have figured out a way that he's not Chayiv Miser. But Lozem Nezayi says once in 70 years. Reb Taff and Reb Akiva say if we were part of the Sanhedrin, no one would have ever killed. We would have asked the Edom the types of questions that no one can answer. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that's not necessarily a Mila. That would mean no one would be scared to kill. So, of course, we want to find Schusim, but Bezin still has to do what they have to do.